Patrick, for the third time, welcome back to Derry City.
Thank you. It's good to be home. I know that short trip to training this morning was a lot better than driving 2 hours to Sligo, so it's good to be back.
It's a huge season for Derry City.
It is, and I think every season at this club should be massive. You know, the expectation of going and winning trophies, it's, you know, there's pressure on you, and it's pressure's a privilege, as they say. So we're all excited and raring to go.
As a Derry boy, you understand this more than not all of them, but most of them.
100%. Coming here every week when I was a kid, like it made me fall in love with football. Watching my brother play for the club and then going on to do what he done in England, watching him over there, and you know, Derry's a big part of who we are. So you know, it means more.
Wee bit more too, in that you're getting to do it with him this year.
100%. It's going to be good. You know, there's obviously a lot of talk and in what way it's going to be, but it's just, you know, it's the same as anything. Like, you know, we'll treat each other with respect, and like we would any other player, it's just, you know, getting the best of each other.
He's had a fantastic career, and he brings great professionalism with him, which is bound to rub off on the other guys.
Big time. You can see straight away, once he was put into the chat, he's just put a big message in about how, you know, how we're going to go for it this year, and starting to believe, and having him around, especially for younger lads who haven't, you know, sort of done anything in the game yet. They sort of just look at him and see how he carries himself. And obviously us lads as well, just to look at him and see the standards that he sets. It's going to be, you know, obviously very, very exciting for us.
Do you think you come back with a point to prove to yourself in your third spell at the club? You know, you're a big boy now, you've grown up, you've had great experience in the north and the south.
Big time. I think as a footballer, you're never done, you know, proving people wrong. So it's just another year of that. But they do it now at Derry City for the third time and hopefully the final time. Obviously it never worked out for me two times before, but as I said before, it was never down to footballing reasons. It was just things off the field. It was just me being a bit immature and naive and sort of taking things for granted. So to be back here now with the experience I have on and off the field is something I'm going to really relish.
The expectation is huge amongst the fans, and even with Philip, a chairman, looking for the title. That's certainly within your grasp this year.
100%. If you look at the talent in this changing room, it's, you know, as good as any. And it's just going back to that thing of belief. You know, believe we can do it. And if we sort of instill that in ourselves going into the first game of the season, which I know we will and we already have, then I don't see any issues here.
First four games are in the league are at home. Five out of the first six are at home. I mean, that's a great springboard.
Couldn't ask for any better. You know, playing the Brandy every week, that's what you want. And we're going to get that for the first, what, five out of six. So, you know, it's something we're going to be looking forward to, and we're going to use the advantage and, you know, bring it on.